tell the story about that time, because, like, Michigan, I mean, let's talk about it.
It's a really big house.
Who's been on the land? Anybody in the land?
Michigan Women's Festival, that's the thing I'm referring to, but it's a, you know, that song is about, like, a few different communities, and I started it when I was walking around Athens, Georgia at, like, 4 a.m. after playing a gig there with my band.
What happens in your life at 4 a.m., I noticed?
I know, well, I'm up late, and I was thinking about all the kids, and I was just like, I'm so old, you know, my feet hurt, I was just like, and anyway, but it started out as a song to some friends of mine that went to Michigan all the time, and it was shut down, and all the things I learned there from the elders there and stuff, and I was thinking about the generations, you know, the young college students that were talking about, you know, whatever protest was coming up, and then the elders that I learned all the good things from at Michigan, and it was just like, we all should have the right to just be outside the woods and howl, you know, everybody should, and not be scared.
I just want to say this next song is so beautiful, and it comes from Emily's solo album. And Amy, the prolificity is insane. She has so many incredible solo albums. We have one from you.
Mm-hmm.
It's so pretty. That's right. It's not enough quantity. Absolutely. So, I just wanted to say that before you did this.
Yeah, Lyricism produced that album.
Sitting by the lamp in my chair while you're practicing. meantime, hear buzz down the road, with your head full of ideas on your page as you go home.